Interest.
Blog Talk Radio.
177.0 Pound for Pound Radio returns. Charlie Zelenov, the champ. Yeah, I've done it all this year. 72 wins in 1 year in boxing. Yeah, there's been some street fight wins, but mostly it's been with boxing, with gloves. And nobody's ever won that many fights in 1 year's time. I've boxed every month from January to December, every single month. Not a single month off. So that right there goes to show how delusional you haters are and how great I am. You people can say whatever you want. You can type whatever you want. You can make whatever spam videos you want. But it will never change the fact and the attributes. Like, what I've done, my wins, my knockouts, my TKOs, my shutouts, like, meaning, like, my point wins, you know, unanimous decisions and all, it will never erase that because that's on video. For people to see, there's hundreds of replays of me beating up Gilles of all it is, you know, video of me beating that last opponent. The guy was, you know, a decent boxer, you know what I mean? But against me, I just made him look like a complete clown. But he was a top-level amateur, and, you know, I never had an amateur fight in my life. And now you're delusional. I hate it. It's contradicting yourself that on my last win, saying that, oh, pro, why is a pro bragging about beating an amateur? Well, let's see. First of all, BoxRec is fake. Those are not real pros. I wouldn't even call them amateurs. They're horrible fighters. That's one. Two, I thought you bitches said that the UBF is not the pros. I thought you said the UBF is a... You haters said the UBF is a fraud, right? Okay, well, I beat a 3-1 amateur cruiserweight with ease. I never had a single amateur fight in my life. So the UBF must be real then. For me to be able to beat, you know, pros, amateurs, everybody. Like that Muay Thai motherfucker I beat for 173 with the ninja stance. That dude would kill fucking any self-proclaimed pro on HBO, man. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Zelenov, the best, man. Nah, these clowns on TV, I mean, this shit can't be real, man. All the knockouts are staged. I mean, the knockouts, yeah, they're like, they may connect and fall down for real, but the fight, all that was predetermined. Like, it was talked about already. It was like, you know, because why do they fight once, twice a year? You know what I mean? It's just like, why do you need to prepare? It just doesn't make sense, man. And why do you got these 12-rounders? Like, why so many rounds? Too many rounds. Three rounds, five rounds tops. You know what I mean? 12 rounds? That's just like, it's not realistic. It's just, it's a show. They what I'm saying is they purposely prolong it, and these are feather punches. You know what I mean? It's just like, why do you think every time I fight a TV fighter, I beat their ass with ease, man? The fucking Bellator dude, I'm telling you, I beat his ass in the cage, like, easily. He said he was 12-0, and he fought on Bellator, and I'm like, dude, let's go, man. He challenged me, but then he started, like, bragging about his Bellator bullshit. I'm like, bro, UBF pound-for-pound champion, man. Fuck Bellator. Put on the gloves. That's what I'm saying. If the UBF was not legit, then all these fake organizations that you idiots think are legit, you know, one of these guys have already beaten me, but they didn't, and they continue to lose. You know what I'm saying? Gilles Zavala, Octagon Pro. What happened to him? Against me, he looked like a fucking, like a lost amateur, man. Like an amateur that didn't know what was hitting him and didn't know what to do in there. He was swinging, hitting air. And look at Jill's other fights. He's knocking motherfuckers out. He's ground and pounding motherfuckers. But against me, he couldn't do anything. And to say that, like, oh, it was a short fight, you didn't allow him to, you know, dude, go watch that fight. He was swinging from the get-go, and he was missing. Because I'm so fast and elusive. Like, that Muay Thai ninja motherfucker that I beat, that dude would kill Jill Zavala. He would kill Deontay Wilder. He lost to me, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like the competition I go up against, you know, I fight so often that these TV clowns are no match for me. They're no match for me. You know, I'm always fighting every month. I'm always fighting. Like, I haven't fought in a week, and I already feel like I'm taking a break. I'm serious. Because I fight so often. I can't wait to let my hands go in January, man. In January, this is it, man. Champ, 178-0, man. Yes, I do have a new girlfriend, man. I'm talking to long distance, you know. And I don't, you know, look, you pussies, you internet twats, faggots, jealous cowards, jealous retards, delusional fucking brain dead, internet bots, parasites, whatever you want to call it, that's who you people are. Everything I just said about you, that's who you people are as a whole. You all, when I put Daria on video, you read the comment section. I left the comments open for that because it was on a different account. The comment section is open for that account. I mean, for that video. And you're all talking shit. So why should I show my new girlfriend when I meet her in person? Why? I'm not gonna. I don't want her to be insulted by a bunch of retards. For the jealous fucks that deep down you know that every single one of you would, I mean, unless you're fucking gay and homosexual, but you motherfucker, like the ones that, well, I mean, pretty sure all your haters are fucking gay, but the ones that aren't, come on, you're telling me that you wouldn't hit that? My ex-wife. Well, I hit that every day. 9 times, yeah, I did. She was really horny, you know what I mean? But she had a sobriety problem, she had an attitude problem, and it made a bad combo, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? She got my name tatted, and then she still got dumped in. Hey, listen, it's because she got drunk, started cursing me out. And I don't know what she's doing. I don't talk to Daria anymore. escaped her. I left her in Ukraine. She says I left her stranded. Yeah, right. Hey, listen, she should have. I warned her millions of times, though. I'm like, baby, stop drinking. You know what I mean? Like, this whole stereotype that all young people drink and it's normal. Look, I used to drink myself. I'm a man. I know how to hold my liquor. You know what I mean? And most women don't know how to drink, but even, like, okay, but you're a wife. You're married. You say you want to have kids. You got to tone down the drinking. You know, fucking do it 4 or 5 times a year. This bitch should do it every fucking week. Multiple times a week. That's too much. If she could at least hold it and act normal, then I'd be like, all right, fuck it, whatever. But she couldn't. If I ever go back to her, it'll be the same shit. It may get a little better, but it's, I don't know. I got a new girl, so I mean, we'll see where that goes, man. You know, I don't want to. That's just 1 week. You know, just talking to her. You know, she's really fucking hot. I mean, all the women I've been with are hot. She looks Well, I'm not gonna tell you how she walks, but fine as fuck, man. I'm not saying I'm not gonna describe her features, like how she looks. Nice body, beautiful face, you know, just really, really hot. Daria would get really jealous if she saw a picture of her. But, yeah, so. 177 and up, man. Box rack haters, man. You bitches can't even count to 177, man. Fucking retards, man. Charlie's Lee's the best. Yeah, this month, scored some great wins. I beat, that Israeli soldier. A lot of people say that that was my best win of the year. Well, it was one of the best. I mean, I think, in my opinion, my best was that restaurant fight against that heavyweight amateur boxer. He had 30 wins. Yeah, that dude was a heavyweight, though. He was 6'5". And I just beat the fuck out of him. I grabbed him by the shirt and just punched him. I made his head turn with my fist, man. That was phenomenal. I whooped his boy, too, right before that. Motherfucker that was recording, he didn't have beef or nothing after that, because he knew, you know, that he lost to the best. But his boys, like his people, they instigated that shit. They thought he would beat me, and then I fucked them up. Because they came up to me, because, you know, you saw that kid ask for my picture. Okay, that was a real fan. Like, wow, even in Ukraine, like everywhere in America, in Las Vegas, people come up to me and ask me for pictures and autographs and shit like that. But, you know, I can see when it's genuine, and I can see when it's like, you know what I'm saying? That I'll explain why I fucked him up. Because at first, him and his boys came up to me. They're like, oh, shit, it's the champ, Charlie Z. And then he's like, yeah. He's like, what's up, man? He's like, I'm an amateur boxer, 30 wins. It's like he tells me that, and I just like tell these motherfuckers, I'm like, yeah, yeah, what's up? Can I finish eating my pizza? And these clowns just kept coming up to me and asking me, like, yo, when are you rematching Deontay? When are you rematching Deontay? I'm like, I don't know. He doesn't want to rematch. Can I finish my pizza, man? Because I was eating pizza, you know what I mean? And I'm like, fuck, these clowns just don't get it. And they kept asking me, they're like, yo, you should fight Shannon Briggs. And I'm like thinking, wait a minute. Is this the Ukraine or is this the internet? This is the Ukraine. I'm like, they got real fighters here. Because, like, man, I went to this gym. One dude was outside the gym. Where I beat the Sambo dude in the ring. Yeah, outside there. One of the motherfuckers were like, me and him were like, this and mainstream boxing. And he was like, mainstream boxing is a movie. It's like, it's all fake. It's bullshit. It's just like, it's for money. It's not real. You know what I'm saying? It's rigged. It's really, it's super rigged. It's like, see, like the NBA is a little rigged. NBA, the refs may favor teams, but that's just like, that's not too, you know, the games are real. I mean, if I find out the NBA is rigged, I'm not going to watch that shit anymore. But I just don't see how you can rig a basketball game, and because you can't control where the ball goes. You know what I mean? That's just like, come on. But fake boxing, easily. They just spar. And then they agree what round they're gonna fall in or whatever. Or they just pay the judges off it. They agree who's gonna. That's why you see these corrupt decisions. Like when you see in underground boxing, the winner is always the winner. You know what I mean? That's why I ain't got no bullshit judges. How do you judge who the winner is? You look at who lands more punches. If it's the same amount of punches, then it's a draw. But it's never the same amount of punches because I always land more. I make sure to hit my opponent more than my opponent hit me. Even if it goes to the... See, like, when I fought Southpaw Sal, yeah, he knocked me down. But I hit him way more times than he hit me. That's why I beat him. One knockdown is 2 points. Since there ain't no judges, how do you judge? 2 points, 2 punches. So if I knock somebody down, so it's automatically, you know, the scorecard would be like 2-0. Knockdown is 2 points. Okay, so that's so this is, there's no judge. So that's how you judge it. Point, the scoring system is like this: if I drop a motherfucker, then it's 2 points. Then it's the same thing as landing 2 punches. You know what I mean? That's how you judge it, basically. These judges are corrupt. They're fake. All that shit. Referees. I'll expose that shit right now. There's I've seen like I said, mainstream is a joke. I was just, you know, having a laugh at all this fake crap. I seen a staged glorified sparring session. I don't even want to call these fights anymore. They're just glorified sparring. Yeah, Bernard Hopkins getting knocked out the ring. Well, the thing is, like I said, some of the knockouts may be real, like they get knocked out for real, but they were agreed upon, meaning that they were predetermined. I don't trust none of this shit. You know what I mean? Bernard Hopkins is a bum, man, and that dude that he was, quote unquote, fighting. That guy's Joe Smith. I don't even know who the fuck that is. First time I ever seen him, heard him, fucking nah, because I saw a replay of that shit. Weak. If I hit Bernard Hopkins, he'd fly into the fucking into the 20th row. He'd fly out the ring and he'd fly into the 20th row. Come on, man. Bernard Hopkins is a weak ass motherfucker, man. But as I was saying, I seen where a referee, where two actors were fighting, and one actor was hitting the other actor in the balls. And the referee was obviously paid so the other guy, yeah. And he didn't call a single, no fouls, nothing, no warnings, nothing. 13, like, times he hit him in the low blow. That's what I'm saying. It's like, how can you take this shit serious? Like, these are actors. Okay, well, blow once, fine, warning. Second time, point deduction. Third time, another point deduction. Fourth time, you get DQ'd. Or third time, you get DQ'd, whatever. But the point is, this motherfucker, 13 times. Can't fucking, how can you, that's not real fighting, man. These are all actors. It's all a show. And the same goes with the UFC. When I saw Chuck Liddell, I got in his face. I said, let's fight. He was not acting how he acts on television. That whole, I'm the Iceman, I'll do this, I'll do that. Dude, you're an actor. The Iceman? The fuck? You nearly got iced by me, motherfucker. At Beverly Hills. Next time I see the Iceman, he's going to get iced. If I ever see him again, he's going to get iced. I'm telling all you motherfuckers right now, all you faggots that talk shit about me, listen, you haters have pushed my buttons, and you're on my last nerve. You don't understand how fucking angry I am. I'm just saving all this for the January fight. You bitches are done. Yeah, you're going to go ahead and keep talking shit when I win. I know, you always do. You're going to say the same bullshit you always say. Oh, you assaulted him. You assaulted a random gym member. You know, the same shit. Like when I beat Adam Leroy in the cage, you motherfuckers are talking shit like, oh, he didn't have his glove on. Like, idiots. Always excuses. The motherfucker was huge. 230 pounds. Big motherfucker. He did Krav Maga. He had some brown belt and Taekwondo or some other shit. I don't know. But the guy was a well-rounded fighter, did many martial arts, and he was 230 pounds. And I beat him with fucking 2 punches, a left and a right. And I'm like 70 pounds lighter than him. Instead of giving me credit, you talk shit, and you say he had a heat. Look, I aimed for his face. It's out of my control that he took one of his gloves off in the process. Like, as soon as I let my hands go, if he said, hey, stop, let me take my glove off, I forfeit, I don't want to fight. Okay, then that would have been a TKO because he's already in the cage, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, he got in a fighting stance. Well, I mean, we're about to fight. You know, see, forfeits don't count, like, anymore. Like, if somebody pulls a Chuck Liddell, yeah. But if you're already in the cage or you're in the ring or you're in the gym and you get in a stance, all of a sudden you're like, oh, never mind, I don't want to fight. That's like a TKO, basically. I don't even, yeah, but That won't happen again. That's why I hit these motherfuckers as soon as as fast as I can, and, you know, so they won't run away, man. All these motherfuckers are terrified of my power. I was watching when I beat that Muay Thai dude, Muay Thai champion. He tried to hit me with a 1-2, and I throw a 1-2, and my 1-2 blocked his 1-2. It was amazing. It was like he throws a 1-2 at my face, and I throw a 1-2 at his face. And we ended up punching each other's arms or some shit. No, actually, then I hit his elbow. No, sorry, not his elbow, his shoulder. So I ended up scoring a point. I tried to hit his face, but I'm saying he didn't score shit. His shit just got blocked, and my shit landed, you know, one more inch would have landed on his jaw, but, yeah, whatever. I'm saying that Muay Thai champion with the ninja stance, that guy would beat the fuck out of any paid professional actor, including Deontay Wilder. Obviously, that guy would kill the Klitschkos. Obviously, that guy would kill the Diaz brothers. Obviously, that guy would beat John Jones and Anderson Silva, obviously. And I beat him. You can't underrate a win like that. Who cares what his name was? Look at how good of a fighter he was, and look at how I beat him. I'm the greatest. So anyways, back to what I was saying about the restaurants. So these clowns kept asking me, like, oh, these Briggs. What they were saying sounded a lot like internet spam. And I'm thinking, like, these motherfuckers. Because I beat a lot of motherfuckers up in Ukraine. And I think what happened, well, possibly what could have happened was one of the motherfuckers that I beat sent these motherfuckers. Because I was eating to the pizza restaurant. And, you know what I'm saying? And my ex-wife went there to try to talk the cops out of arresting me and shit. But Ukraine, man, you got to do something. Like, see, that's what I'm saying. I punched so fucking hard and the cops came. The cops usually don't come for fights. Fights happen all the time in Ukraine. But, you know, when you got the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world punching, we're talking different, man. Different type of fight here, man. Where it's a world-class athlete you got here throwing punches, man. You know what I mean? There's just some random brawl where you got two random bums throwing fucking sloppy fucking windmills at each other. You know what I mean? Yeah, I throw fucking haymakers and hooks, but they're crisp, they're fast, and they're very damaging and powerful. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, when I finished eating, these clowns didn't even let me finish eating everything. I almost finished everything. I had enough because they kept bothering me and they kept asking me these paid professional actor questions. And most of it was about mainstream boxing. And most of it was about Mayweather Sr. and Wilder. And I'm like, did you motherfuckers see, like, you know, the real fighters that I beat? Yeah, I beat a lot of actors, but did you see the real fighters that I beat? Why the fuck is everybody talking about actors? Wilder, Mayweather. I mean, I beat a lot of much better fighters than these two clowns. And Shannon Briggs is a bum. I'd murder him. So then that 6'5 boxer that, yeah, I'm like, all right, you. Let me show you something, man. Because I realized these are bad guys. These motherfuckers ain't on my side. They may have came up and asked for a picture and all that, but it was, I don't know, I just didn't feel genuine, man. I'm like, these motherfuckers, the shit that's coming out of their mouth, it sounds like internet spam. It sounds like these delusional haters talking. You know, I'm like, all right, I'll show these punks. And I sure showed them. Yeah. No, that guy I beat was a boxer, but I'm saying his friends, you know. They seemed like real life Ukrainian trolls, man. Who follow that fake shit? Hey, they got owned. I mean, I beat their main motherfucker, man. A 6'5 boxer with 30 wins, man. Hey, he got. I'm telling you, go watch the right hand I hit him with, man. That was my best win of the year. I mean, that's hands down. I mean, that win tops the knockout versus the Marine early in January. That win was the best win of the year. That was just That was phenomenal. 171, yeah. They took down because they took it down. He took it. I don't know. They somehow took it down. I still got the footage. I need to re-up on that shit on a different account. I don't know. But that was a legendary victory. Yeah, that motherfucker's. And then we got separated. They cut the video, and then I punched him in the head like four or five more times. I don't know. Then they separated. Yeah, that was a great, great victory. Charlie Z, number one. And come back. I dumped Daria like 3, 4, 5 days after the victory. Yeah, I sure left Ukraine with a bang. Like, man, I put my mark, man. Like, you motherfuckers are always going to remember me, man. And I put some, like, sergeant to sleep. Well, he had a higher position than a sergeant. I just, like, called him. You know what I mean? He had, like, sergeant, commander, whatever the fuck he was, man. The army. The dude was, like, some... He boxed and he did martial arts and I knocked him out. He was 235 pounds. He looked a lot like that actor Fedor. I'd fucking do the same shit to Fedor. I put this motherfucker to sleep. Homeboy took a nap. Put him to sleep. Left hook to the fucking jaw, man. Dude went to sleep. That's what I'm saying. It's like... KO's, TKO's, yeah, I'm a shoot for a knockout in my next fight, man, in January. I'm a shoot for a knockout. I'm going to do my best. But see, when you're wearing 12-ounce gloves, man, I'm doing it for my opponent's safety because I don't want to kill anybody, man. With that kind of power, are you kidding me? With a 10-ounce gloves, I'm knocking out 235-pounders. Can you imagine if I put eights? Everybody's going to get knocked out, but they might get knocked out fatally, and I don't want that to happen. Or like vegetable state, yeah, dude. If I, in a lot of, some, like my last fight, I held back, man. I went easy on that motherfucker, man. I was just jabbing him, toying with him. I hit him hard in the sternum with that jab. That's why I knocked the wind out of him. He couldn't continue in the end. But, yeah, I mean, next fight, no, I ain't going easy. I'm going 100%. I'm going 100%. You fucking delusional haters. Talked a lot of shit. People are sick. The normal people would all stand by the fact Charlie Zonoff is the greatest. This man has won everything in boxing, in combat, period. I start the year with spectacular knockouts versus the U.S. Marine and that Kung Fu fighter I put to sleep in the ring. And then just phenomenal TKOs against top level, top tier competition. Kickboxers, black belts, Marines, you know what I mean? I even beat a Navy SEAL. It's just like the list goes on and on, and the wins go on and on. And just like, I'm just rolling, you know what I mean? Like that winning streak just keeps on going. And it's like every fucking month I'm beating the fuck out of somebody. I go to Vegas. What do? I win in Vegas. I come back to L.A., I win in L.A., I come back to Vegas, I win again in Vegas, beating two motherfuckers in one day, and the second motherfucker was 3-1 box wreck, Samir Kohistani, the Turkish motherfucker, man, I fucking smashed this dude, man. Now, to all you delusional fucks out there, listen to this, listen, enough with this Nicki Minaj, Kim Kardashian shit, man. Like, Nicki Minaj, like, yeah, okay, I had a thing for Kim, but I'm getting way over her. I'm starting to realize, like, that I deserve a lot better than that, man. If she likes mentally ill dudes like Kanye West, then if she really wants to deal with that, yeah, fuck that, man, then I deserve way better. And the current, my ex-wife looks better than Kim Kardashian. The current girl that I'm with, she looks better than Kim Kardashian. You haters are mentally ill. Do you people realize why she's famous? Infamous? Okay, but Daria used to do that to me every day. We got it filmed, but we didn't put it out. Going overtime. Yeah, I mean, Daria, my ex-wife, she's a nympho and all that. She loves to have sex, and well, with me at least, you know. But no, it's one thing to film it, and then Kim Watts saying they stole the tape, and well, fuck, that's bullshit. Fucking attention. Nah, man, I'm just weighing down the truth, man. Yeah, I liked her and all, but no, that's not, man. Nicki Minaj, I was drunk as fuck, and I never mentioned her, like after that. Like, it was been years ago. That's like 45 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago. What the fuck? I was married for 2 years, man. Who gives a fuck? I was fucking my ex-wife, you know. She saw that Minaj video. I'm like, baby, I was drunk, you know. A normal girl wouldn't even care about that shit. These dumbass haters, they just want to see, like, any kind of, you know, flaw and hold on to that flaw, you know. But, hey, I redeemed myself by marrying a way hotter girl than Nicki Minaj, by winning hundreds and hundreds of fights, you know, after that. And it's like, come on. Who gives a fuck, man? The new girlfriend's super hot. We'll see where it goes. Oh, the new girl looks way better than Kim. Younger, hotter. She doesn't like black guys. She likes Charlie Z. You know what I mean? This bitch only fucking goes for black guys, man. It's almost like racist, man. It's like she only goes for one race, man. It's just like, what the fuck? No, fuck that, man. If she ever fucking, that's what I'm saying, even if she dumps Kanye West, I got a girl now. I'm still not even divorced with Daria. I gotta get officially divorced. I mean, we're separated, we're not together anymore, but on paper, she's still my wife, and I don't plan to get married again until, like, I'm 29 or 30. You know, because the new girl, I haven't told her. I'm like, I'm just coming off a bad marriage, baby. I got to get, you know, to know you real well. And in general, I just hurt for every girl. And yeah, I got to at least talk to her and date her for a year before I even think of tying the knot with her. Because look what happened with Daria. We Skyped for 8 months. I went to Ukraine. We spent like a month or 2 months. About a month, 2 months together. And then, boom. I left. I came back there. And we had a wedding. That's what I'm saying. I rushed. She wanted to get married. And I did too. You know, both of us did. We rushed the marriage. And turns out she was not the right one. And, you know, that's what happens, you know. No, the sex was great, but, dude, I mean, think about how much better it's going to be with the new girl, because we get along much better, and well, I know it's still fresh, it's still early to even hype shit up, you know. Of course, everybody's nice in the beginning, but then you get to see their true colors once you live with them. I know, trust me, I've been married, I've been engaged, I know, but I'm telling you, there ain't going to be another Daria. I'm never going to go through that kind of trial tribulation type relationship where I have to just, like, you know, just take that much shit in order to, you know what I'm saying? And, like, what, she thought that she's the only girl, you know, in the world or what? Come on. Yeah, you a fine bitch, but shit, I get finer. There's plenty of girls that look just as good as Daria. But with a way better attitude. There's plenty of girls. My new girlfriend, well, I mean, she said it herself. She started sending me kisses yesterday, and I'm like, well, am I? So I updated the in a relationship. I'm like, am I your new boyfriend? She was like, yeah, you are. So, wait a minute. And these deluded fucks start hating and hating. Hey, you haters, man, let me tell you something. Hey, let me hit you in the face. Come down to my house. You know where I live. I'll hit you so fucking hard. No, but you gotta come on my doorstep. That way I have the legal right, you know, to hit you so hard that when the ambulance comes and gets you, and then you're gonna be a vegetable. I'm not gonna do any time for it because it's justifiable self-defense. On the street, yeah, fuck that. I knocked motherfuckers out on the street before, but the motherfuckers I knocked out on the street were like real motherfuckers, like Teardrop, Muscleman. Motherfuckers are real fighters. They're not gonna snitch. Teardrop is a murderer. He's not gonna snitch. Come on, man. So yeah, the new chick, you know, she says she drinks once in a while, but nothing. With Daria, she had a problem being, I'm thinking, I'm like, why are you drinking? I understand if, like, before, like, when it was long distance, but we're not long distance no more, I told her. I'm like, what's the problem? Why are you drinking? You know what I mean? This makes sense. You know, you're getting dick down every fucking day. You know, your husband's taking care of you, fucking you. You know, what is it? What's the problem? Yeah, let me tell everybody something. There's a lot of girls in Ukraine. You know, especially, they're just bored over there. They got nothing better to do. But see, let me tell everybody, you know, about Daria. What happened one night. And it actually happened on the very first week that I came there. When I came back there for a third time, when I was there. Well, it's pretty scary, but once this happened, I knew that we weren't going to last. I knew that it was going to, I mean, that's it. It's done. Well, It's sad and scary at the same time because it felt like I'm in a real life horror movie. You know what I mean? It's just some weird shit, and that's why I said she's alcohol does not. You know how Snoop Dogg was clowning Kanye Retard West? Yeah, he's like Snoop was like, I smoke weed. I don't know what the fuck he on. Well, yeah. Alcohol does not make you do shit like this. Me and Daria, I go to her job to pick her up because it's late. I would always pick her up from work and walk her home. I mean, to our home and then fuck her and everything, right? So I get there and I'm waiting and I can see she has a bottle of like 7-Up and there's a bunch of alcohol in there. No, it was a Coca-Cola bottle. And I'm like, baby, what are you drinking? Why are you drinking alcohol? You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm kissing her. It's just, like, alcohol. And I was like, it's not alcohol. I'm like, what the fuck? No, whatever. That may have been alcohol. But before that, she did some hard shit. I don't know. Maybe she did shrooms or maybe she did. She did some hard drug. I don't know exactly what. I wasn't there. Motherfuckers be doing that shit in Ukraine. They go to the fucking bathroom and they fucking, you know what I mean? Coke, ecstasy, shrooms, and, you know, shrooms make you hallucinate, but the thing is this. She did something and mixed it with alcohol because, check this out. You know, another reason why I dumped Daria, because this happened more than once. Well, I mean, these type of happenings happen more than once. We're walking on the street, holding hands, making out, and walking and walking, and then all of a sudden we get close to the house where me and Daria lived, and she just lets go, starts letting go of my arm, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, baby, okay? See, this is, you know, drug and alcohol abuse. This is what it does. And we were just making out. I'm like literally 30 seconds ago. And then she lets go of my arm. She's like, who are you? What are you doing? Why are you holding my hand? I'm like, who am I? I thought she was joking. I thought she was fucking around. I'm like, baby, stop playing. It's late. Let's go home. I get her by the hand again. She's like, rips out of my arm again. She's like, who are you? I'm like, what? I'm your husband. She's like, your husband? She's like, what the fuck? No, I don't know you. And I'm like, what? This bitch turns around and starts running. She had like a panic attack. Hallucinating. She hallucinated. She couldn't even recognize her own husband. I chased her, you know. I caught up to her, you know. Took her home and spilled water on her face. Cold water. Then she remembered. She was like, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry, babies. I'm like, well, you had memory loss. And I don't know. I'm like, Daria, you want to be a little more honest with me? Okay, I know you drank. I threw the alcohol out. But what else did you do? She's like, oh, I just drank. I'm like, Daria, alcohol does not make you do that kind of shit. You gotta, even if you drink a lot, it's still, you know, at worst, you'll throw up or fall asleep, you know what I mean? Alcohol's not, no, she was hallucinating. She couldn't recognize me for like 5 minutes or something. That's why I left, man. It's sad, man, I know, but. Can't be with a girl like that, man. That's too many problems, man. You know, she was telling me, like, we talked after the breakup. She was like, why are you talking about me on the internet? I'm like, stop talking about me. Stop talking shit. Stop. I'm like, I'm not talking shit. I'm saying what really happened, what you did. She's like, yeah, okay, but it's between us. Well, she has a point. It is between us, but, I mean, between me and her, but at the same time, I don't give a fuck anymore. This girl has, she did me wrong, meaning, like, yeah, that. She put me through so much shit that I just don't care. Like, okay, like, I dumped you. You're my ex. I don't plan to ever get back with you unless some fucking miracle happens. But, like, I don't care. I could go on air on my pound for pound radio where I talk about boxing and knocking motherfuckers the fuck out. I could mention you and I could mention the real you. And I could give my thoughts. Sorry, not even thoughts. Give out facts on what kind of person you really are. In case you are talking shit, in case you ever talk shit about me, the facts will be there about who you truly are. That's why I'm mentioning her. I'm not trying to insult her. I'm just saying who she is. And you delusional fuckheaded haters, Daria got dumped by the champ. What the fuck? Come on, man. What am I supposed to stay with a fucking, you know, alcoholic, you know, possible druggie, just for the sake of saying I got a hot wife? Dude, I can get another fucking hot wife, hotter wife, that doesn't do any of that shit. Charlie's own off the best, man. Next motherfucker's gonna get knocked out. But yeah, and back to boxing, man. It's just, I beat everybody. 72 wins in 2016. Next year, I got nothing to prove, man. But I will. I'm fighting in January. I'm going to win in January. And I'm going to continue the winning streak. Then maybe after January, I may take a few months off, finally get some rest. Some real rest. Not just like a few weeks, or I'm talking some real rest. Just, you know, then when I feel like, all right, I finally got that rest, then I'm going to come back. And go for 179 and 180. 181 and so on, and then 200. Yeah, next year, you know, yeah, this year was all about, holy shit, 72 wins in 1 year. Nobody's ever going to do that, but next year it's about the milestone, 200 and Charlie's on off the best ever. the greatest ever, the best to ever lace them up. You hear that, haters? The best ever, Charlie's A. Number one. You clowns are retarded. Fucking borderline, full-blown.